Minimum wage! Yeah!
You know what it means when they pay you minimum wage? You know what they're trying to tell you is like, hey, if I could pay you less, I would.
Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, TheRickSmithShow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, Rick@TheRickSmithShow.com. What's interesting about the numbers that I threw out, 71% of the folks in this country are in favor of raising the minimum wage up to $10.10 an hour. That number jumps even higher when you're looking at maybe $9 or $9.50, which is why I think even the Republicans are saying we need to raise the minimum wage. Rick Santorum, who is running for president, there are two Republicans who are running for president, Ben Carson being the other, who do support raising the minimum wage, but they support an idea of raising it 50 cents an hour, a whopping 50 cents an hour each of the next 3 years, which I got to be honest, nowhere close to even near enough. Kind of goes right in line with Senator Scott Wagner and his proposal. I think it's just to get the issue off the table. But here to talk about why we need to be raising the minimum wage, especially for women, I have asked Carol Tracy. She is the executive director over at the Women's Law Project to come talk with us. Carol, thanks for taking time for us.
Glad to.
So, you know, I look at this and, you know, there's some pressure on both sides to get the minimum wage increased. There are just folks on both sides saying, well, you know, we'll give you a little bit, whereas I think there's a push on the Democratic side for $15 an hour in a union.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reality is the current minimum wage just kills the economy. It, you know, people are paid so little that they can't buy the things they need. And, that has a rolling effect on the economy. Minimum wage workers in Pennsylvania, you know, nearly three-quarters of whom are women, can't support themselves and their families on earnings of just $7.25 per hour or the terrible tipped minimum cash wage of $2.83. It's absurd. It's killing the economy. It makes no sense, and it's punitive and short-sighted.
Do you think, given the statistics you just threw out there, that, you know, the majority of people who are earning minimum wage are women, do you think this is a gender issue, which is why it doesn't get the same kind of attention as it may if the numbers were flipped?
Oh, there's no question about that. There's no question in my mind about that. That, you know, people think that women work for pin money. They don't understand the numbers of women who are the sole support of their families, or even in two-parent families, that the many of the or most of high-wage blue-collar jobs that men once had disappeared. So, in two-parent families, both have to be working,
yep.
And in a single family, the basic elements of life people cannot afford to buy on an annual salary of $14,500 a year.
What do you say to the business owner who says, yeah, we just can't afford it? I mean, it'd be nice to raise the minimum wage, but we've set up our business model on we're gonna take money from the taxpayers to subsidize low-wage workers, and this has been working well for us. Why change it now?
Well, they don't know what they're talking about, you know, because the research suggests that raising the minimum wage doesn't hurt job growth and that employers can afford to pay higher wages, given that corporate profits are at a record high, while the share of revenues going to workers are at a record low. I mean, it's a handful of people, the stockholders, who are making the money, the corporate profits, and the workers aren't. They certainly can afford to do it, and you know, it will boost the economy. I mean, what we've known since the recession in 2008 is that as we've gotten jobs back, there's still too many low-wage jobs. So the economy, though improving, is still stagnating in a lot of areas. And one of the ways to boost the economy for all of us is to increase the minimum wage. It's just, it makes economic sense across the board. And it's both, I think there are some small business owners, frankly, who don't understand the economy themselves. And the big business owners who are just plain greedy.
Yeah, well, I think they perfectly understand it. It's more for them. But, you know, I look at this and, you know, I've recently given the Tea Party credit for this push to raise the minimum wage. Because, and I have kind of a twisted way of looking at this, you know, for a while, folks were okay making poverty wages because they were getting some subsidies, you know, rent assistance, food stamps, school lunch programs, all of that stuff. Didn't really like it, but they were getting it and weren't being abused for getting it. The Tea Party comes around in late 2010, and now those are the lazy people who are destroying the economy. They're stealing from us. And people are going, wait a minute, I'm working my behind off. You had Mitt Romney go, 47% of those lazy people don't pay taxes. And you got people who are going, wait a minute, I work every day. You know, and I think there's part of me that goes, I've had enough already. This is that moment where you go, you know what? Now we've got to fight for better wages, hours, and conditions.
Yeah, I think that the populace understands that. And I think that there's clearly a real movement throughout the United States for basic fairness in a lot of arenas. And this, you know, it's what they say. It's the economy, stupid.
Yep.
It's the issue that's going to drive public discourse and certainly electoral politics in the presidential year.
Now, there are those who are saying that if we just raise this up to like $10.10 an hour, in fact, I think it's the Keystone Research Center that estimated that if we just upped it to $10.10 by 2016, that could affect somewhere around 1.2 million workers in this Commonwealth alone, let alone the entire nation. What if we went to $12 or even the $15 call? That
sure.
Some are, you know, what kind of increase in economic activity could you get? Because, look, our economy, like it or not, is a consumer-based economy. If consumers don't have any money, they're not buying anything.
That's right. And that's exactly the point. And that's the point that just makes clear economic sense, particularly when the basic necessities can't be purchased on $14,500 a year. Then once that is increased to $20,000, that isn't, sadly, that's not going to go into savings accounts. That's going to go into the economy.
What, they're not going to be?
People are going to, it has to. Because, you know, we know what it costs to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
We know what detergent costs, what diapers cost. I mean, it's just, you know, the lack of keeping the minimum wage anywhere close to what the economic issues are in this country has just been absurd, and it's hurt the economy.
How much do you think the falling back of the minimum wage is indicative of labor's falling strength? That, you know, the labor unions aren't as strong as they once were to raise wages for all workers. Thus, the low wage worker kind of falls behind.
Well, I think it's certainly related to it, and I think we've had this right wing that has been producing propaganda that, you know, when you talk about the Tea Party, we know that a lot of members of the Tea Party themselves were low-income people.
Yep.
And they were working against their own economic self-interest because they have absorbed the propaganda about everybody living off the government, which is, you know, it certainly benefited the Koch brothers, but it's not even benefiting a lot of the people who affiliated themselves with the Tea Party.
Yeah.
They didn't, you know, the it's been, you know, a concerted effort for 30 years to get the grassroots in the United States to vote against its own economic interest.
And it's,
you know,
amazing to me. I remember going to some of the early Tea Party rallies, and you see the people going, we need to cut welfare programs. We need to cut those people. I go, why are you here? It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, we lost our jobs. We're on unemployment. And then we're on the unemployment extension. I'm going, but you're part of what you're talking about.
Sure, the same ones who said, get the government out of my Medicare.
Yeah, another beautiful moment in Tea Party history. But, you know, I look at this, and the other shameful part of it is, you know, my wife and I, we go out to dinner occasionally, and the waitresses and waiters who do a fantastic job, most people, I don't think, know that there's a separate wage for those folks. I think it's like, what, $285, $283 an hour?
$283 in Pennsylvania, yeah. I think that's among the most shocking. I really do. And I've considered myself a pretty well-informed person, and I didn't know that it stayed that low. I had no idea. So we know how hard waiters and waitresses work. It's again, it's just it's just plain unfair, right. And it's greedy, and it doesn't help the overall community.
No, and it's something that we need to pass immediately, and it's going to have to happen on the state level, which is why I encourage folks to call their representatives, call their state senators, and nicely ask. And then if you have to raise your voice a little bit, I would suggest doing that as well. Maybe write a letter, show up at their office.
We certainly, with the Raise the Wage Pennsylvania and the Pennsylvania Campaign for Women's Health, there's proposed legislation in Pennsylvania that would raise the minimum wage to at least $10.10, and increase the tip minimum wage to at least 70% of the minimum wage. We don't think that's enough, but it's certainly a start, right, in Pennsylvania, and there's legislation out there. All we need to do is get them to pass it.
And where should folks go to get more information on that?
The Pennsylvania can come to the Women's Law Project website, the Pennsylvania Agenda for Women's Health website.
All right, we'll make sure we get links at thericksmithshow.com so folks can participate in that. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show here with Carol Tracy. She's executive director of the Women's Law Project. Again, their website is at our site, thericksmithshow.com, or you could easily just go to their site at womenslawproject.org. Another thing I did want to ask you about, Carol, and we've been seeing a lot of news around Planned Parenthood. And look, to me, this is another one of those scheduled kind of attacks. 2016's around the corner. We need to enrage and infuriate the idiot base. I get it. Again, another series of highly edited propaganda videos that are getting news attention. Can you walk us through what's going on with this?
Well, I'll try to. There are a group of anti-choice activists that created a fake company, spent 3 years recording conversations with Planned Parenthood employees, trying to entrap them into saying that they profit from selling fetal tissue. And it didn't work. It was a complete, stunning, failed sting operation. Planned Parenthood doesn't profit from selling fetal tissue. They couldn't get them to say it on camera. So instead, they edited 2.5 hours of film into a short clip to try to make that impression. And everybody from factcheck.org at the University of Pennsylvania to the New York Times have debunked the misleading editing. But, we still have these lawmakers running around using this propaganda as yet another excuse to try to defund Planned Parenthood and attack women's access to critical, important health care. It's bizarre to have this fake company led by people connected to a clinic bombing, hawking a doctored video, making false claims about their longtime target of Planned Parenthood. And we know, and the public knows, that Planned Parenthood serves millions of women, giving them basic health care, access to contraception, and cervical screenings and STI information and testing. And, one in five American women have visited a Planned Parenthood for health care.
Yeah.
So, it's a failed sting. It's an ongoing attack. The today's poll, there's a poll that's out today that shows the public gets this. And they're going to keep doing it and keep doing it to try to keep this issue in the news. I think that some of the conservatives don't know what to do with themselves now that it looks like they've lost on all the LGBT issues. So they're, swinging back once again to attack women and to attack women's right to have access to constitutionally entitled health care. I hope these guys get sued. I hope that the California Attorney General will go after them, because it certainly appears that they have violated some wiretapping laws.
And not just sued. I hope some of them end up in jail over it. But, they come out with the group that did this, put out the video from the Center for Medical Progress. And who could be against medical progress? Such a nice name, such a lovely sounding group.
Yeah, well, I think apart from the fact that it's a complete fake, it's just another one of these attacks on legitimate scientific research. Because, what's been lost in this discussion, what's been totally lost in this, is the importance of fetal tissue research. 640,000 people a year would be dead. dead from polio, according to UNICEF, if it were not for the fetal tissue research that discovered the polio vaccine. It's being used, you know, to try to develop treatments for Parkinson's, for Alzheimer's, you know, for all kinds of other medical issues. There's an incredibly important social good that's connected with that. And, of course, it's also for the women who are having abortions. And, you know, the fetal tissue research also comes from spontaneous abortions or miscarriages or stillbirths that hospitals donate fetal tissue. It's regulated. It's not something that's done for profit to the extent that it's done at Planned Parenthood or anywhere else. In Pennsylvania, it's closely regulated that it's not a profit-making.
Right. But do you think
it's just the costs.
But do you think it comes down to, you know, people are just, they're trying to enrage. It's like the folks on Front Street when I drive into Harrisburg who are standing out on the side of the road with these horrific pictures, you know, just trying to enrage people and get that visceral reaction from them.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. And I think, you know, for them, it has been a losing battle. They are creating they have been able to entice lawmakers to support this kind of investigation and all of the other kinds of targeted regulation of abortion providers and harassment of abortion providers and all, you know, one law after another to try to limit access to abortion. And, you know, it's well-funded, and the public is simply not with it. But the legislators are certainly not, again, operating in the interest of the people they represent.
Yeah, I think you hit it right there on the head when you said it's well-funded, because it's about the money. And it's not surprising to me that now is when it drops, because they're trying to make it a campaign issue. It's not surprising that the last 3 years they've been putting this sham of a video together. Not surprising to me at all, because it's not about the issue. It's about the money. And that's just...
That's right. And I think this, like many of these attacks, will backfire, because I think it is giving renewed attention to the importance of fetal tissue research as well, something that's just, as I said, being lost in the conversation. And, you know, to make Planned Parenthood this constant target of ire and the dismissal of understanding that so many women need and use Planned Parenthood for a variety of healthcare issues. It's a disgrace. But I'm absolutely convinced the public is just not gonna stand for it. Public will simply not stand for it. We won't let this happen.
I sure hope you're correct. And we will see how this plays out. But at the end of it, to me, it's just about the money, and it doesn't go any further than that. But Carol, I appreciate you taking some time for us, laying out the issues. Thanks so much.
Glad to. Bye.
Great talking with you, Carol Tracy. She's the executive director of the Women's Law Project there, womenslawproject.org, the website. Quick break, right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Man, it's slow. The tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd gets thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.